Net News. I'm Jason Taylor. The developer of Kansas City's new airport terminal pledged to the city council last night that the cost would not exceed $1.46 billion. Overruns have nearly doubled the cost to almost $2 billion before ground has broken. Thousands of people were delayed leaving President Trump's rally in mid-Missouri's Columbia last night. KMIZ reports it took 3 hours to clear out the crowd, and tow trucks assisted more than 100 stranded drivers. Brian Halsworth was at the rally.
The rally began with a familiar voice to Missourians, former Governor and U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft, once again leading a patriotic song.
Can you see by the dawn's early?
But the main attraction was President Donald Trump.
Thank you very much. Wow.
To rally rural Republicans for the midterm, and they came by the thousands. Two topics that resonated with this crowd.
Republicans want strong borders, no crime, no chaos, and no caravans.
And the recent vote on Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Justice Kavanaugh was treated as unfairly as any human being I've ever seen.
Missouri's U.S. Senate race warrants two Trump visits within 5 days.
You people in Missouri, you're going to say, I can't believe it. The president's here again.
Senate candidate Josh Hawley took the stage.
Because of the leadership of Donald Trump, on November the 6th, we're going to call Claire McCaskill fired. Let's go get it done.
Brian Halsworth.
The Missouri Veterans of Foreign Wars is endorsing the Amendment 2 medical marijuana ballot measure in November's election. Lieutenant Colonel Todd Scatini served in the U.S. Army for 27 years. He contends medical marijuana could prove to be successful in handling brain injuries.
I believe that medical cannabis and cannabis medicine is an effective way to treat traumatic brain injury and eventually to mitigate and prevent traumatic brain injury, which is a huge issue amongst especially Army personnel.
A former teacher and coach in suburban St. Louis, Clayton, was sentenced yesterday to 5 years in prison for statutory rape. Ronald Ronnie Smith taught industrial technology and coached girls basketball and football. U.S. attorneys in Kansas City have charged two men for different online romance scams that allegedly took victims for a combined $6 million. The 49 and 33-year-old face fraud charges in their alleged scams. A AAA Safety Foundation study finds when a teenage driver crashes a vehicle with teenage passengers inside, the chance for someone getting killed climbs to 51%. Tiffany Wright with the Auto Club says traffic collisions are the number one cause of death for teenagers.
It's kind of scary when you think about that. And I just think, these alarming stats just go to show how much parents and role models need to do a better job of setting a better example behind the wheel.
The study finds when a teenage driver has an adult in the car, fatality rates drop. This is Missouri Net News.